not there any longer. I think move forward that relationship.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. Psalm 33, verses 10 through 12.
Dan here at American Seed Network, and with us this morning is Pastor Billy Crow. We're going to be talking about how do you understand what's going on in the world today. Now, there are two basic explanations. Either simply we have geopolitical forces at work molding and creating the situations that we see unfolding in the Near East and the Middle East and the Far East. In other words, basically mankind is actually of manipulating the events, and it seems like maybe we're moving towards a war, or we are seeing the fulfillment of prophecy. And if you look at so many of the things going on over, say, in the Middle East today, where we have ISIS over there, and ISIS is in both Iraq and in Syria, and we're even thinking about having to send troops in, planes in, to bomb ISIS because it is going in there and killing the Christians, and it's killing all the Muslims who will not immediately convert to the radical form of Islam, and the ISIS would appear to be a terrible organization, well deserving of an attack by the American military, either by our boots on the ground or our planes. And yet, of course, if you go up on the internet and look up Aaron Klein's article, World Net Daily, Aaron Klein will tell you that this ISIS was created by the CIA 2 years ago. They trained them in Jordan. They financed them. They armed them. How do you make any sense out of that? And then on the other hand, there's a very real possibility that God's hand is in this, and God will be using evil and wicked people to further his purpose. And that's why the series that Pastor Billy has put together on the Final Countdown is so vitally important. It's the finest information you can get on prophecy, and so you can carry that. You can get that from Pastor Billy or from us. Pastor Billy wanted to pick up and certainly put things into perspective, not from the point of view things are happening by accident or geopolitical forces, but that we are in the final stages, in the final countdown of God's plan for humanity.
Yeah, well, it's definitely not by accident, and it certainly is planned, and we know where it's going to end up. We know where the plan is heading if we just stick with the Bible. And God, out of love, obviously knew that things are going to get much worse before his son Jesus comes back. So he's told us, and he's told us for over 2,000 years, and depending on the prophecy, even much longer than that, then what's going to happen in the last days. And we know that all this stuff that's going on, folks, as you mentioned, Dr. Monteith, with ISIS and what's going to go on and the governments and this and that and persecution specifically against Christians and all that. Where is it all headed? Well, the Bible clearly says it's heading towards the ultimate goal of a kingdom that's going to arise on the planet in the last days that you don't want to have anything to be a part of. It's called the Antichrist kingdom. And when the dust settles, what's going to happen is all these, quote, crises going on a global scale is going to end up creating a global religion, a global government, a global economy, and it'll all be tied together electronically in a cashless society called the Mark of the Beast. And you will not be able to exist in this system. Certainly the text says in Revelation 13, you won't be able to buy and sell in this system unless you have this mark specifically on your right hand and forehead. And, you know, when it comes to that issue on the Mark of the Beast, you know, we've talked several times before that, you know, this is not something that, well, we still need a whole bunch of things in place before we can see this come to pass, and we don't even have the technology. That's not true anymore, folks. This is not something that, you know, it's going to take, oh, you know, maybe another good 50 years before we can, you know, advance in that area. No, it's already here right now, and it's called RFID, radio frequency identification. And this electronic technology has the ability to not only store electronically information, has not only the ability to be used as a tracking device on a global scale as well, but it also, gee whiz, also happens to have the ability to make financial transactions. That technology is here. It's been here for a while. It's advancing all over the place on a global scale. And you couple that together with what's going on with the governments being pushed into a global entity and a global economy, even with the persecution that's going on, and this push even by the current Pope, Pope Francis, to get all the religions together, to come under one umbrella. The calls are out there right now that they're calling for a United Nations of Religions. Just like the United Nations governs the governments around the world, they're calling right now that they need to have an entity, somebody to control the religions on the planet. It's all coming together. But so is this issue, the Mark of the Beast. The technology is not just sitting there, folks. Every little minute piece to pull off that is also being put into place as we speak. Not just the technology, but they've already built what we call the Matrix system. Because you got to put yourself back into the Antichrist shoes, right? So how in the world are you going to be able to control what people buy and sell? And again, I think that's a loaded term. I think when you take a look at the technology and how it's being implemented even as we speak, buy and sell is just the tip of the iceberg that you won't be able to do unless you take this mark, according to the text there, during the seven-year tribulation. I think you're going to become a non-entity. Because you see the same technology, as we'll get into hopefully in a little bit, you won't be able to access the Matrix for information. You won't be able to travel. You won't be able to board a plane. You won't be able to go into a bank, let alone get any money to buy and sell. You won't be able to get a job. You won't be able to work. All this technology is going on. Buy and sell, certainly, but I think that's the tip of the iceberg based on what you see the technology is. But how is it going to get people to do this? How is it going to, you know, pull it off? Well, we're already seeing the governments around the world crowd into one, so that would give them global authority, and that's what the text says. We're already seeing the economies, because of this ongoing economic global crisis, is starting to be crowded into one. We're also seeing a trend for the first time in the history of mankind that our society, even on a global scale, is heading towards a cashless society. You know, we share this. One of the biggest examples, of course, is Sweden. Sweden is almost there, folks, as you're listening to this broadcast. The whole country is going cashless. See, before it was just, well, you know, it's a personal preference, right? Somebody just wants to go completely cashless, use their ATM card or credit card or just a cell phone. You know, that's all cashless. You can make transactions now cashless electronically. But now we're seeing whole countries converting to become cashless. And, folks, it's not going to stop there. Japan's already given indication, Nigeria's indication, other countries in Europe are giving indication. They, too, all want to go cashless because, boy, that'll just cut down on the theft issue. Nobody could rob you because you have no money and all that stuff, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so now he's got the ability to have it to become cashless with the Mark of the Beast. Now, why does he need that? Well, because according to the text, this mark is going to be on the right hand or the forehead. And so it's common sense that that obviously means it's some sort of electronic form because, you know, you don't buy and sell by taping a $5 bill to the back of your hand. It's going
cash. Hold the thought, Pastor Billy. Hold the thought.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, This was he of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheat Ridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheat Ridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, Dad, just this morning, Pastor Billy Crowe, and Pastor Billy says that Sweden is going cashless. In other words, you're not going to hear about this from regular channels. Oh, but of course, this is one of the things that time will come. You'll neither buy nor sell, lest you wear the mark of the beast or known by the number of his name. And that number is 666. Pastor Billy, go ahead.
Well, and that's, you know, already here. We're seeing, you know, personal people, making decisions to just go cashless. Everybody's used to it. You know, going to a restaurant, you just don't need cash. That's the way the system's built. And again, for a long time, it's just been a personal preference, but now we're starting to see it go to the next step. And the next step is whole countries around the world, whole countries are converting to cashless. You literally will not be able to buy and sell unless it's in electronic form. And of course, it's spreading. So we know where it's going. Ultimately, the whole world's going to go to cashless because Revelation 13 says you won't be able to buy or sell unless you have this mark on your right hand or forehead. And again, obviously common sense tells us it has to be some sort of electronic form of a transaction going on there, because you're not going to, you know, duct tape a $5 bill to the back of your hand or four quarters for glue to your forehead to make a transaction in the subway. Obviously, it's something electronic. And again, this the same technology, RFID, gives the ability to do that. And not only can that RFID technology store information used as a tracking device and make electronic financial transactions in the same device, but now it can be used as a subdermal implant that could be planted underneath the skin, which would work underneath the hand or even on the forehead. But this exact same technology can also now be electronically tattooed on the skin. And boy, isn't that the rage with everybody today. Everybody loves tattoos. And so this same technology can do either one, in, on, you know, underneath, on top, whatever. The same technology can do it. In fact, some of this RFID ink, so to speak, is actually invisible to the naked eye. So, because people say, well, I'm not going to have a tattoo right in the middle of my head. I mean, a lot of people in our culture look around, frankly, would, or even in the back of the hand. You know, we don't want it there. Well, you could, don't worry. They now have the technology that they can still tattoo you electronically to make financial transactions on the back of your hand or forehead with invisible ink. So, folks, this is not science fiction. This is all here right now. Now, in order to corral all this together, so we've already got the global government's being formed, the global economy being formed. He's already got the technology called RFID to pull off the mark of the beast. And then now we're seeing that everybody is going cashless, which is also what you see for the mark of the beast. But you need some sort of a matrix thing to pull it all together, to tie it all together, to tie all the economies together, to tie all the access to the economies together, to tie all the products together on a global scale. You know, buying and selling is what the text says, right? Well, folks, that matrix system is already here. Now, we don't call it the matrix. We call it the internet. And I really think this is one of the big things that we have been conditioned to use that is a part of this Antichrist system, specifically leading towards the mark of the beast. Because if you look at the internet, folks, it's not just, you know, at first it was just, wow, that's pretty neat. We could access information, you know, back in the day in the early 90s, you know, you could access these databases of these files that people have stored and et cetera, et cetera. And that's not what it is now. I mean, yeah, certainly the internet, it's all about information and knowledge bases stuff, but it's also about all forms of media, all finances, all information, all knowledge. It's all being connected and merged with this thing called the internet. Interesting name, too, net. It's like the net is closing around in on us, okay? And you think about this matrix, and it's on a global scale. In fact, folks, they're making sure that everybody on the planet has access to this. There's some other things, and we talk about this in our studies. Google is even working on making sure that everybody can get access to the internet anywhere on the planet, even if you're on the top of the Himalayas or in the middle of the desert. Everybody will be able to get internet access. They're doing it with these balloon satellites. They're doing it with the low-orbiting satellites. Motorola's has already launched all that, creating literally a net access anywhere in the world so that anybody anywhere, literally in Timbuktu, can have access to this matrix, okay? But this matrix, we do everything with it. In just a few short years, folks, we have been conditioned to not just accept it, but rely upon it for almost all of our needs, including our financial needs. I mean, think about it. Pretty much every day around the world, people buy online, they shop online, they watch TV online, they register online, they make appointments online. You do anything, everything online. Everything is going online. So this matrix system that is starting to control everything we do, including our buying and selling, our finances, is exactly what you need on a global scale for the mark of the beast system. That's here right now. Now, the text says there that this is not only going to be in place, but at some point, the voluntary usage of this matrix, i.e. the internet, is at some point going to be ripped away from you. Because the text says there in Revelation 13, he's not only going to have all this in place to control what you buy and sell, but it says there he's going to make, he's going to force, and he's going to order you to do it. So that means it's going to become mandatory. That means he's going to have the ability that to control it all, because if you say no, then he says, okay, you're shut out of the system, right? You won't be able to buy and sell. You won't be able to access this matrix, right? Well, in order for that to happen, it's got to turn from what it is now, basically anybody can access the internet for free anywhere, to being controlled. Do we see any signs of that? Yes, we do, folks. Pay attention to the news. Now, we've already seen signs of governments around the world control people's access to the matrix, the internet. And certainly that's been going on for a while with China, okay? They even have what's called the Digital Great Wall, right? And we know that. We're used to that, but, you know, we expect that with the communist nations. That's what they do. But not us over here in the West. Well, you better get prepared, folks. The former president of Italy, he was pushing for an international agreement to regulate the internet. Again, it's just like, okay, we got this device out there. Now we need some sort of global entity to regulate it. Well, gee, folks, I wonder where that's going to lead to. It's called the Antichrist system. Thailand's government is already blocking sites. Australian's government, you think, well, that's just, you know, those people in the Far East. No, Australia is working on implementing a mandatory internet filter. It means you want to access the internet, you have to have this filter. And this filter is modeled on the communist Chinese government system that will allow the government to block any website it desires, okay, including, by the way, Christian sites, okay, and it's mandatory. This is what they're working on, okay, and so there goes the freedom with that. Even here in the West, folks, if you're paying attention, the U.S. Department of Defense has already been restricting, in other words, employees and soldiers from certain websites, so that's starting to close down even over here, and listen to this, you talk about creepy. The World Economic Forum, notice it's on a global scale, is calling for the internet to be policed by means of licenses, similar to driver's licenses. And listen to this quote. This is what they want to take place. Quote, we need a kind of World Health Organization for the internet. If you want to drive a car, you have to have a license to say you're capable of driving a car. The car has to pass the test and say it's fit to drive. and you have to have insurance. Quote, the same system should be used for the Internet, and we will need to have government permission to use the web. Okay? And another method they're proposing is to use mandatory fingerprint scanners, like the ones that are starting to be included on new computers and other places, even to make financial transactions. Okay? Quote, you would have to register your fingerprint at a central government data center and then scan each time you want to access the Internet. Quote, misbehave online and your access will be denied. Now, man, you could, that's a loaded statement there. Number one, they want a global entity to take control of this matrix that's controlling virtually all of our buying and selling, amongst other things, okay? And, but at the same time, notice that they said that they want to develop a system that you have to use a body part to access it. It's called biometrics. And I've been saying this for a while now. When you see this term biometrics in the newsprint, in the media, whatever, supplant it with Mark of the Beast. Because if you think about biometrics, okay, you are having to use a body part to access and or verify who you are to be able to access information and or make financial transactions. These guys who are wanting to control the matrix on a global scale that is controlling our finances by and large want you to now be forced to use a body part, a finger. That's a part of your hand. Now, we know that's exactly, folks, what the Bible says. There's going to come a point in time you won't be able to access the system to buy and sell unless you use biometrics, a part of your body, the back of the hand, and the forehead. Folks, this is exactly what they're calling for right now on a global scale as you listen to this broadcast. This is how close we are, folks. The net is truly closing in on us. But again, you might be thinking, well, hey, you know, this is here in the West. You know, we're the ones who, quote, invented the Internet. It's under our regulation. We're never going to give control of it over to a global entity. Well, folks, you better pay attention to the Internet, and you better pay attention to the current administration. They are showing signs that they're really serious about giving control of the Internet over to the United Nations, okay? And, in fact, if that happens, in fact, folks, we are in a heap of trouble because, in fact, I would say the United Nations is actually expecting it to happen because they've already come out with the name for this new system. They're calling it the International Telecommunication Union, the ITU. You got to check this out on the Internet. It's absolutely wild. They even have their own logo. It's just a picture of the world, okay, with some crisscrossing lines across it. And it's just ITU. But in the background is these Nazi lightning bolts in the background. It's kind of weird. But anyway, check it out. They're expecting to control all this on a global scale. And it just so happens that our current administration is talking about doing just that, okay? And their plan, listen to this, folks, their plan is to control literally the whole Internet around the whole world. And they want to set a new set of international laws to restructure the way the Internet works, which will, you know, give them global censoring capabilities, okay? And in fact, one guy says this is going to be the biggest power grab in UN's history, okay? And what they said is it's a chance for them to, quote, create a global roadmap to connect the unconnected. In other words, they're going to have the ability to control access to this global system that is controlling what we buy and sell on the planet. Now, if you think that's weird, folks, they've already linked this with another thing that they need to have in order to pull off the Mark of the Beast system, and that is he is going to be able to control what you buy and sell. Well, how is he going to know who you are? How is he going to know at some point what your information is? Did you obey him? Did you worship him or not? You know, how's he going to know about you? Well, that's what we've talked about before, folks. They're combining this with huge database systems. And in fact, we have database systems that are so big nowadays that they're called mega databases. In fact, it's estimated, folks, that we are already on an average 300 different databases of information on us. And this information they collect on us, folks, electronically, even what you surf on the Internet. Oh, boy, that's been a big boon for them. We don't call Facebook Facebook. We call it Tracebook because, man, we have volunteered up so much information, including who our friends are, contacts, where we're going, what we're doing, what we're eating, what we like, what we don't like. And because of all this stuff, folks, they are gathering information right now on you and I, and they have been for years, by the way, everything. Credit card transactions, magazine subscriptions, telephone numbers, real estate records, car registrations, fishing licenses. They can provide a full profile on you and I right now as you're listening to this, whether we own a dog or a cat, enjoy camping, gourmet cooking, if we read the Bible or other books, what our occupation is, what car we drive, what videos we watch, where our favorite vacation spots are, how much food, how much gas we buy, everything, what we watch online, what we look online. In fact, that's easy to demonstrate that we are actually being tracked, tagged, and cataloged when we surf the internet. Okay, folks, you need to pay attention to this. And in fact, sponsors pay for this to these entities. I don't know if you guys have been paying attention, but just a simple test. You could, when you're if you're surfing on something like Google, and let's say you're thinking about going for vacation somewhere, and you type in Hawaii vacation or Hawaii hotels or something like that, and so you know access the information, look around, whatever. And then maybe you're still surfing, or maybe you're off doing something else, or maybe you're checking your email. But if you're still online, all of a sudden, on the right or left-hand side where they have the ads, you see these, they're called targeted ads. You see these targeted ads all of a sudden that specifically talk about vacation spots in Hawaii. I mean, you're not surfing for it. All of a sudden, it pops out. Then it starts talking about car rentals in Hawaii. Well, you weren't even looking for that, but they assumed that you would want that. Why? Because they got that from your search engine. And it's getting that fast of a transaction for them. They literally, in real time, are watching you, and then they target you with these ads based on what you search. Folks, this is all...
Hold on. We'll be back in just a moment with Pastor Billy Cross.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone into the world. By this you will know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have already heard was coming and is now already in the world. 1 John 4:1.
Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheat Ridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheat Ridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, our guest, Pastor Billy Crone. Well, Pastor Billy, before we go on, would you like to tell our listeners how they could get to your website and get to your ministry?
Yeah, sure. You can check us out at our main teaching website. That's getalifemedia.com, getalifemedia.com, getalifemedia.com. Or if you're in the Las Vegas area, you can join us live for studies at Sunrise Baptist Church. That's sunriselv.com, sunriselv is in Las Vegas, .com. Or you can search for my name on the Internet there, Billy Crone, C-R-O-N-E, and that should take you where you need to go.
All right, fine. And Pastor Billy has actually put together a series of nine different sets of DVDs, each with five or six DVDs in it, going into the final countdown, the fulfillment of prophecy. And as you analyze it, what you realize, all of these things prophesied thousands of years ago are coming to pass today. So right ahead, Pastor Billy.
Well, these databases we talked before about the break, are not just, you know, on an individual governmental level or countrywide level. They're going global. And believe it or not, of all entities to help us, the FBI is. You can look in the news, folks, and it's been going on for a while now. The FBI has embarked on a $1 billion effort, so we're paying for it. Not $1 million, $1 billion effort to build the world's largest computer database of information on us, including our biometrics, our physical characteristics. And this project would give them, quote, unprecedented abilities to identify individuals in the United States and abroad biometrically, okay? And so this means that they can identify you not just with the information that they have on you on file on a global scale, but it's being combined with the Mark of the Beast technology, with your body parts. It's being combined with your iris patterns, your face shape data, and scars, even the unique ways that people walk and talk. And, of course, they say, well, this is going to help us solve crimes, you know, on a global scale. And what they said is it's going to allow them to, quote, provide an always-on surveillance society, okay? So this is not make-believe, folks. This is exactly what it's leading to. In fact, what they're wanting to do is to fuse this, to work this with other systems around the world. This system right now that the FBI is building is already working with the same standards of Britain and Canada and Australia and New Zealand so that that it can all be linked together into a truly global system, okay? And the examples they give is that they can literally identify you with and access your database and who you are and everything about you with a body part. When it gives an example where as a, quote, traveler may walk down an airport corridor and allow his face and iris images to be captured, and you don't even have to ever step up now up to a kiosk or anything. All these things, you don't even have to look into a camera. You're being monitored from these things from far away. And they're going to be able to access instantaneously anybody anywhere in the world. Folks, this is all happening. You tie this together with another trend, and we bring this out. We have three DVDs just on the issue of Big Brother. And pay attention, folks. There's cameras going up all over the world, and not just in big cities. We even document this. This one guy was taking his daughter camping, and they're out in the boonies camping. And they were looking for wood. And out in the sticks there, and he came across a wire. He started following the wire, and it was to a video camera out in the middle on a public camping spot out in the middle of the forest. And so he thought, well, man, it must maybe some like drug people or something, whatever. And so he takes it back to the forest station, and basically later gets a call from the authorities and say, take it back. And it turns out that they're installing cameras even in the forest. And I love the quote from the guy that was shared. He's like, what in the world are they doing installing cameras out in the middle of nowhere. Folks, I'm telling you, this is all happening. It's everywhere. They even have these lights. They call them IntelliStreets now. And they're starting to pop up everywhere. That these light posts, I mean, George Orwell, eat your heart out, these light posts not only emit light, but they're intelligent. IntelliStreets is what they call them, intelligent light posts. And what they do is they literally talk back to you. So there's an intercom, you know, to give a public service announcement. Danger, danger. You know, have you seen this person? I'm not making it up. That's actually the example they give in their demonstration as they're being installed right now, folks, as we speak, even here in America. And, but this thing also is a camera inside of it. Okay, so it's not just emitting light, it's watching you. It can speak back to you. All this is being implemented in airports and banks and public places. These cameras, everything is becoming a monitoring society. But all this monitoring society is being connected with these databases that they've already built on you. And wonder of wonders, they are being able to identify you from afar using a body part. Biometrics. And we know that's exactly what you need for this Mark of the Beast system. The back of the right hand. And the right hand or the forehead is what the text says. It's all being put into place, folks, even on a global scale. In fact, it really is going to be used, I believe, to, again, shut you out even more so than just buying and selling. And the reason why I say that is, you know, the biblical text obviously says you won't be able to buy and sell. But again, when you take a look at this technology and how it's all being tied together, maybe, in fact, buying and selling is the tip of the iceberg. The Bible mentions that. But certainly could be much, much more. And that's because right now, folks, when you take a look at what their plans are for tying all this together, the biometric databases and things of that nature, it's going to be much more than that. In fact, if you're not paying attention to the latest crisis, the border control crisis, guess what is hidden in the new immigration reform bill? That's a biometric database. And it would create a national biometric database of virtually every adult in the United States, and it would become a complete national ID system, okay? But it's not just an ID system. It's a biometric ID system, okay? You have to use a body part. And it's starting to come out now, but it's been buried in there in more than 800 pages of legislation. Like, yeah, who's going to read through all that? But it's in there. And the language mandates the creation of a massive federal database administered by the Department of Homeland Security that will contain names, ages, social security numbers, photographs of everyone in the country, okay? And again, this is why I say it's more than just buying and selling, I believe. It says employers will be obliged to look up every new hire. So if you go to a place for a job and they say, okay, we hire you, but before they can pull the trigger on that decision, so to speak, they have to access this government database system to verify you. And so basically the government is ultimately given permission whether you now can have this job. Okay? So it's going beyond just buying and selling. Now you won't be able to have a job without their permission. Folks, this is what's happening in our country right now. Okay? And again, it's linked biometrically. And again, what they're saying is that the fear of this is you're going to have to access this matrix, this national biometric database, this matrix system. Listen to this. In order to be used at polling places, so now you can't vote without it, to rent a house, to buy a gun, to open a bank account, to acquire credit, to board a plane, or attend a sporting event, or, here it is, log on to the Internet. So now we're starting to see it's not just about the Internet. Now it's just everyday life. If you don't have this biometric system in place and go along with it, okay, your body parts, you're not going to be able to certainly buy and sell, but you're not going to be able to buy a gun. You can't get a house. You can't vote. You can't get a job. And, folks, this is all happening now.
Hold on. We'll be back in just a moment with Pastor Billy Cook.
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. for your free consultation and no-obligation quote. Give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squarereconstruction.com.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, I guess Pastor Billy Groves has a segment of the program. Go right ahead, Pastor Billy.
Well, again, we're already starting to see that we're specifically not only getting tied into a biometric database in order to access this information, or now they're wanting to propose to be able to get a job or go to a sporting event or open up a bank account, buy a house, get a gun, boat, any of that stuff. So that's creepy enough as it is, but you talk about specifics. If you're paying attention, folks, we're getting conditioned to specifically use the body parts that the Bible called out nearly 2,000 years ago, the back of the hand, the right hand, or the forehead, okay? And we expose this. You look at this technology, folks, that people are using their head to scan, whether it's eyeball scanning, whether it be the face recognition scanning. In fact, they're already starting to implement it in all places in schools. And they're using this system, is being rolled out right now in schools right now, where kids will have to use their head in this scanner. And here's what it will do. It will beep if they're on the right bus or honk if they're on the wrong bus. And one person said, well, apparently this is cheaper and easier than having the teachers tell the kids where to go. So I was like, you got to be kidding me. But the convenience factor is this. It also syncs with the mobile app system to keep parents apprised of their kids' every move. That's a quote. Every time, quote, a child boards or exits the bus, his parent gets an email or text with the child's photograph and a Google map where they boarded or exited the bus, as well as the time and the date. Okay? So not only is it now impossible for kids to skip out of school, but now moms and dads know everywhere that you are. Well, but that also means somebody else knows exactly where you are. And it's also conditioning that generation that it's an always-on surveillance society. You are being listlessly tracked wherever you go. But the point is, they're using their heads to provide this information and access this information and to give out this information. Okay, it's exactly what the Bible says. In fact, they're using this system already to scan your head in not only airports, but to gain access to ATM machines. Okay? In fact, you're seeing this not only happen in some isolated cases or isolated schools or things of that nature, but now for the first time we're seeing a whole city convert to this kind of a system. And this is in Leon, Mexico, okay? And the million-plus citizens there are set to become the first example of a city secured through the power of biometric information. The whole city, folks. This isn't just a private thing. It's a whole city. And it will allow people to, listen to this, use their head to prove their identity, to get help in a hospital, to ride a bus, just like the kids here in America, and get this, to withdraw money from an ATM, you know, so they can buy and sell. A whole city is converting to this, that you now have to use your head to buy and sell. Folks, this is happening as we speak. And again, it's not just with the head, it's also with the hand. And another thing that you're starting to see is these hand scanners, not just to access the biometric database, but also for buying and selling, are being installed in stores around America. You get access to parks, access to your computers. They're now installing them on cell phones that unless you do a hand scan, you can either do a fingerprint scan. The big thing now is called palm scans, and you can't get into your cell phone. They're being built into the devices as we speak. Hand scanners are also starting to be implemented in businesses and airports. Hospitals are starting to pick up on these hand scans or palm scans. In fact, we even share how schools are using these hand scans. This was, you talk about freaky, this was an actual news broadcast we share. And the schools are implementing this hand scan for the kids to scan their hand to pay for their lunches. I'm not making this up, folks. This is happening right now. And when you look at the hand scanner, okay, it is specifically made for the right hand, not the left hand. It's the right hand. So these kids right now, as you're listening to these broadcasts, are going to school Monday through Friday, and they're having to scan their right hand in order to buy their lunch. This is all happening, folks, and it's going, it's growing, it's escalating. In fact, we know where it's going to end up, and the Bible tells us that. But we're also seeing entities who control this matrix, and i.e. help control it, people like Google. And they make some pretty weird statements if you pay attention to what is coming out of their mouth. Their co-founder, Sergey Brin, admitted, folks, that their goal, Google's goal, is to, quote, be like the mind of God, where they want to know everything about you, okay? And, quote, it's a future they're working feverishly to make a reality now. Well, how are they doing that? How are they going to know everything about you? Well, they're going to connect everybody to this matrix system at all times. And the first way that they're doing that is through this new device that they have, and it's really catching on. It's getting quite popular. It's called Google Glass or Google Glasses. And these are listed like a pair of glasses that you put on your head, which, again, is another rage for people. Everybody, oh, glasses are in vogue now. People even buy fake glasses to, I don't know, make them look smarter. I don't know what they're supposed to do, but that's the latest thing. And so Google has these things called Google Glasses. Now, but right now, in order for us to access the matrix, the Internet, and to buy and sell, for them to know everything about us and track us, we have to be at a computer or a laptop. You could do it now also on your cell phone and stuff, but maybe you forgot your cell phone, or maybe it's in the car, or you left it in the house, or you lost it. Or what. But these devices, Google Glass, they literally slip on your head, and these devices allow you to communicate wherever you go, as long as you got these glasses on your head, with the Internet and Google at any time, anywhere, no matter where you are, whether you got a computer or cell phone. That's what they act like. And this thing allows you, you can speak to it, it hears you. You could ask it questions. I need a map for, the whatever restaurant, and it pops it up and shows it on the inside view of the glasses. You can send photos. You could talk to people. You could take a video of what you're seeing through the glasses as well as a photo. You could post it online. You can interact with social networking. Boy, that's important nowadays, right? And all this with that. But see, there's only one problem. You see, you could lose those glasses, okay? Now, before I get to that, they've also combined it with another feature. They've now come out with what's called Google Wallet. So now if you use Google Wallet, then all your cash can be electronic, and you can do all your buying and selling through Google, and all your transactions could be made through your Google Wallet now electronically. You could pay your bills online, shop online, and you could do it all with these Google glasses on your head. Isn't that neat? Now, here's where it gets really wild, folks, and I'm not making this up. This is their actual plans. This is from their quote. Soon, Google hopes to have the ubiquitous presence of a personal assistant that never stops working, capable of conversing in naturally in any language, so anybody in the world could use it. Ultimately, as Page and co-founder Sergey Brin have asserted, quote, the goal, I'm not making this up, the goal is to insert a chip inside your head for the most effortless search engine imaginable. You got to be kidding me. Folks, because, see, we all know that there's a problem with glasses. You could lose them, but not if you have a chip in your head. It's permanent.
All the time, God bless Pastor Billy. We'll talk to you real soon. Thanks for coming.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you and is just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan, and we hope that you will heed what Pastor Billy is talking about, because it's absolutely true. If you'd like a copy of his talk today on RFID, you can give us a call at our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, It's an important talk. Simply ask for Pastor Billy's talk CD on RFID. Now, if you'd like to get the complete series, you can get any part of it. As I say, Pastor Billy has put together nine different boxes, and each one has five or six DVDs in it. So you can get the whole thing all together in one large package. And watch it through, and you will see that we are living in truly prophetic times. This is not imaginary. It's very real. They know exactly what's happening. They just don't want you to know. And who is they? Well, they are the satanic group that controls America, that controls the world. And we've talked to you about them many, many times. They're not imaginary. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. You can get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. If you want to know how they control the media, we recommend the book, The New Media Monopoly. You get that by calling the same telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. And if you'd like to get Pastor Billy the complete set on probably about 50 DVDs, it's called The Final Countdown, or you can get any one of the individual ones. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. And Pastor Billy has not copyrighted these because he wants you to copy them and get them out to others. At least some of the Christians are going to be prepared for the terrible, terrible times that are coming. This is not imaginary. We're seeing the fulfillment of prophecy. And until you understand that God anticipated exactly what's taking place today, over 2,000 years ago,